Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know what's remarkable, Lee?
What would that be?
To go back over the last 6 weeks. Let's go back over the last 6 weeks. It has been almost nothing. And the left's had a rough 6 weeks. I don't know how much credibility they have left. It's just been nothing but fake story after fake story after fake story blowing up in their face, in from my opinion, a glorious way. I mean, they literally have lurched from one uncorroborated lie blowing up in their face to the next, to the next, to the next. I mean, it is amazing that, I mean, literally a week after Covington Catholic, that they lurched right into Jesse Smollett, learning nothing. You know, you'd think that the Covington Catholic effect would have lasted, like, I don't know, a month.
Yeah.
Right? Nope. Right back at it. And again, and to take credit on this show, I said right away, this is fake. You can tell it's fake. I pronounced it as fake a couple days in. Not the media. And there were so many signs. I mean, right away, right off the bat, we learned Smollett and his manager wouldn't turn the phones over.
Mm-hmm.
And the police needed the phones because they needed to verify the exact time of the attack so that they could look for it on the security cameras. Because they had his whole walk, except a minute of it, from the condo to the subway and back. So they needed to know precisely when the attack occurred. They wouldn't turn the phones over. And allegedly Smollett's story was, oh, I haven't witnessed my manager, heard the whole thing.
I got a quick question.
Yeah.
How did he know there was an area where there was no cameras?
Isn't that weird?
I just find it very strange because
he walked the route.
The AP is sitting here talking today, touting the technology of Chicago. And I get all this. I mean, hey, look, security cameras are important. They don't prevent crimes, but they help you track them down. But it's just interesting that he was able to perform what he claimed to be or you know, whatever happened to him or what didn't happen in an area where there was no camera view. I just think that's interesting.
Oh, I think it fits. I mean, you know, he obviously cased the place before he did it. I mean, he put a lot of pre-thought into this. Meanwhile, and again, this is how they manipulate your reality. They manipulate your reality more by what they don't show you in the media than what they do. I've got some new stats on this. There is an epidemic right now, Lee, in Brooklyn and in New York City of Jewish people being beaten for being Jewish. And the Jewish people that are being beaten, it's particularly happening in Brooklyn, where you have Hasidic Jews, which are, they are very easy to tell by their appearance that they are, in fact, Jewish. In New York City, overall, there have been 36 hate crimes against Jews so far this year, according to the New York Times, compared with just 21 last year. In the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn alone, ultra-Orthodox Jews have been violently attacked at least 15 times since October. Where is the coverage?
Crickets.
I mean, this, and again, think about how they manipulate your reality. What do they have us on talk radio talking about race? Talking about race, Jesse Smollett, what does it mean? All these, wait a minute. These people are white. They're the ones getting beaten. By the way, in New York, at four times the rate of reported hate crimes against black people. Crickets. In most cases, there's no apparent motive beyond anti-Semitism. No robbery occurs, and often the attackers, which have almost all been black men, and their victims are complete strangers. And we know this because the New York Times has documented and even wrote that they had done a sorry job of covering this, and that's because it made them feel uncomfortable. If you were in New York City right now, the most likely person to be the victim of a vicious beatdown is a white Hasidic Jew.
And when that happens, that makes you uncomfortable and you don't want to report it?
Yeah. And here's the thing. These have been brutal attacks, not a couple of scratches like Jussie Smollett. In one case, they've caught several of them on video. They got them. Have you seen the video?
No.
No. One guy beaten so badly, almost to death, by people who were by a group of black men screaming, "Kill the Jew." I mean, how much more do you need? They just put a 16-year-old in the hospital a couple of weeks ago. Another Jewish man was beaten the exact same night as Jussie Smollett. He spent a week in the hospital, too, beaten within an inch of his life. Not a word in the national media. And so they create this whole nation torn by racial, you know, racial whatever, conflict, crap. And it's fake. Any fair-minded observer, this is who wrote this today? Oh, The Federalist. Any fair-minded observer would agree that if 15 black people had been victims of racially motivated beatings in relatively white Bensonhurst since October, it would be a big national story, would it not?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, just one such alleged incident in Chicago got more coverage on its own than all the attacks in Brooklyn combined. And now what? What do we got today? The only place you're going to hear about what just happened to this poor conservative kid at Berkeley who made the mistake of staffing a Turning Point USA table. It's a conservative group. People wanted to, you know, sign up. He's just sitting there. Attacked by two thugs, two men knocking over the table and punching him. I mean, hard. You could see it in the video. Causing injuries to his face. All captured on cell phone. Only people reporting it this morning are like, you know, Breitbart, Daily Caller, and Fox News. Blacked out. So, I mean, we have actual beatings. The people mainly being beaten are white men. Some Jewish, some not. Not a story. That's the real racial hatred in this country. That's it right there. It doesn't fit the narrative.
It's an extension of the dual justice system.
Golly, you're right. It is, isn't it? That's profound. You're right. It's turning into street justice. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
The men knocked over his table, punched Williams several times. They're still looking for them, to their credit. And much of the incident was caught on a witness's cell phone. So, I mean, assuming he didn't pay them to beat him up, because there's a lot of that going around,
yes,
right?
Apparently so.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, look at the form that Jussie Smollett was granted. Because remember, he did all those interviews?
Oh, yeah.
This guy is only ever going to be on Fox News. And to the rest of the media, he will not exist. The white kid just
right.
beaten up.
Yeah.
Listen to Jussie Smollett. He's talking about people who don't believe his story. This was a couple of weeks ago.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed. I was talking to a friend, and I said, I just want them to find them. And she said, sweetie, they're not going to find them.
Oh, they found them, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a great meme going around right now on Facebook. I have it up on my page. I absolutely love it. And it said, "America, when America is so great that you have to hire two dudes from Nigeria to oppress you."
Yeah.
Now, you just heard Jussie Smollett there, right? You will never see the face. By the way, he was on Fox News this morning, but he's not been on anything else. At least not so far.
Yeah.
With a black eye. The poor kid beaten up at Berkeley.
Yeah.
Now, when will you ever hear media? This is just some of the early media coverage of Jussie Smollett. And just listen, they're already going out on a limb. They're already making assumptions. Well, I can make a lot of assumptions about a white guy who gets beaten up at Berkeley, too, for sitting at a conservative sign-up table. I can make a lot of social assumptions. But nobody in the media will because they won't cover it. But here's what they did for Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett from the hit show Empire was attacked and beaten. There are many indications of a hate crime here.
Smollett is also black and gay, which may have been the motivation for an alleged attack.
They were yelling MAGA country as they beat him.
This is MAGA country.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
As you just saw in that montage, the left quickly embraced the claims made by Jussie Smollett.
Now, see, the guy at Berkeley should be on, if found, should be charged with a hate crime, too.
Yeah.
Because this person was attacked because they were white and conservative.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the fact that you've got another white guy that did it, we'll just put it this way, someone who is not supportive of conservative ideals and values.
Yeah.
I won't necessarily, point to a particular political party, but obviously someone who is not in line with conservative values and principles.
And, you know, you brilliantly put it yesterday, Lee, and I don't want to rephrase it wrong, but basically saying, you know, we're almost at the point here where we need white conservative males or conservatives who are white or just whatever to be almost a protected group.
Yeah.
People who voted for the president. I mean, I don't know how you wanted to define it, but we are almost at the point where that is needed. Texter writes, never say never, Jesse. Now you will always be the guy that this didn't happen to.
Exactly. So I wonder when, is it Robin Roberts? Is that the woman on the Good Morning America that did the interview? I wonder when she will have the young man from Berkeley on to do an interview about his actual beatdown.
Well, I'm going to check LexisNexis this weekend, and I'll have I'll report on that on Monday. I can bet you there won't be a single one of them that does this story, much less has him on.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. Texter writes, media won't cover the actual racism that's going on, and that's anti-Semitism. The left just keeps throwing logs in the fire. Yeah, I know. Another texter writes, funny how yelling kill the Jew will not be considered as a hate crime. Oh, that was the other problem. Do you realize the New York police are refusing to charge these beatings of Jews as hate crimes?
Really?
Yeah. They're not refusing. They're just neglecting is a better way to put it. Which has caused a major issue with the Jewish community there because they feel they're being discriminated against. A whole big debate going on in New York. Have you heard a word about this?
No.
I mean, can you imagine if, I'm sorry, how many Jews have been beaten again? Let's see, since the beginning of the year. What are we up to now? 36 hate crimes in the last year, 15 times since October. Can you imagine if black people had been beaten down in a mostly white area 15 times since October merely for being black and the police wouldn't charge it as a hate crime? Can you imagine the national coverage? We'll resume with the show in a minute, but first I want to tell you about a great new product. If you feel like you're not being paid enough at work, like you should have a salary increase, wage increase, you feel like you're just not being given your due. Nobody is noticing you at work. Well, here's a great new product that can help you with that.
Are you unhappy with the salary you're getting at work? Well, then you need the new Beatdown app. Just download the free app to your phone and tap to open. Beatdown automatically knows your location and can arrange your beatdown within minutes. Just tap the screen to select the level of beating you want. Push to the ground, slaps to the face, or a boot to the head and a rope around your neck. And the best part is, Beatdown really works. After Beatdown, I got promoted to manager of waste control.
I used Beatdown. Now I own the whole company.
And Beatdown will capture all the footage of the attack right in the app. When you're done, just tap the screen to file your police report instantly. So don't spend years toiling away at your job. Get the attention you think you deserve and increase the money you get. Get a Beatdown, just like Jussie Smollett. Service not available in Chicago.
Yeah, no, I bet it's not. Oh, boy. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this blow to the head on this college kid was hard to watch. This guy punching him should face more than assault charge, so said Sherry from Greenville. Now, the texter writes, the cumulative work of the MSM since Trump announced for president in June 2015 has been one huge hate crime, so says Alan at Spartanburg. Brilliantly put, Alan. Speaking of brilliantly put, I wanted to play, I doubt, they played clips from the Eddie Johnson, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson press conference. But you really got to hear the whole thing to appreciate it. That was a beatdown, too. Here's some of the points he made about Jussie Smollett.
And I just wish that the families of gun violence in this city got this much attention, because that's who really deserves the amount of attention that we're giving to this particular incident.
Yeah. Bingo. Now, you should know that Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is black, which makes what he had to say even more interesting.
So this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Great point. But he didn't let the media or Hollywood off the hook either.
So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor. First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language. When that didn't work, Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
Bingo. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. By the way, you can text us at 71307. It's the hottest conversation in Greenville in the mornings. Texter writes, I think Smollett is an example of victim privilege. Yes, the only kind there is in America. There's no white privilege. Just victim privilege. Just liberal privilege. Which is the right to be believed, no matter how half-cocked your story is. The right to be noticed. The right for somebody to care. All right, I don't normally do this, but in the last hour, there's a story I played. It just gave people chills, and the people are asking me to play it again. I'm going to do it. Because it kind of sums up everything we're dealing with right now in America. And one of the things that's really moved me in the last couple of months was the story of Dawn Witherspoon. She's from Florida, and her husband and his best friends, they were EMTs. They'd done a shift. They were in the ambulance. They were heading back to the station with the ambulance when they were, slammed into by a drunk driving illegal immigrant who killed them both, destroyed the ambulance too. He survived, of course. And so the guy's in jail, but the judge tells him, listen, I'm going to have to release him because it's a sanctuary city. So frantically, she's calling her congressional rep. She calls Marco Rubio. She calls Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the two people who represent her. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office says, we're not interested in talking to you. Marco Rubio's office doesn't even call her back. See, that's what happens when you call the Uniparty. After their policies have resulted in the death of someone you love, they aren't there and they don't care. They don't care. You become a pariah. You become a living representative of the utter failure of our immigration policy. And thus you cannot be acknowledged. Your pain cannot be made real. They won't meet with you. Look at Nancy Pelosi. The angel moms keep going to her office. She won't give them a time of day. Their very existence has become a problem, an embarrassment, a road bump to the open borders that the Uniparty wants. Bunch of cowards living behind their walls, living behind the protection of the Capitol Police, while utterly screwing up, and you know all the ways, I've documented them on this show, that they have undermined deliberately Republicans and Democrats alike border security, creating the problem, incentivizing it, refusing to fix it. And so where does the problem end up? How does this story end? Well, they won't deal with it. Heck, they're trying to cause it every day because their donors love the illegals in this country. They don't care how many lives it costs. And that's exactly how this poor young woman, Napa Valley Sheriff's Deputy Riley Jarecki, came face to face with the problem that Washington created. Good God, are we now at the point, was it every 2 weeks now we have another illegal immigrant on a shooting spree? Is that about what it is? They're spree killing now. They're killing cops now. It's out of control. Riley Jarecki had only been on the Napa Valley Sheriff's Department force for 6 months. 6 months. When she encountered this twice deported, multiple time charged drunk driver, weapons charges, assaulting a police officer charges. who had been let out again, protected by California's sanctuary policies. That's why he was on the street. Left by California and Congress for poor Riley Jarecki to deal with. Here's how that went. Here's her approaching the car on Sunday.
Can I look around to make sure? Mm-hmm. All right. Wait right there. Don't move, okay?
Napa Sheriff's Deputy Riley Jarecki at a vehicle check late Sunday night. A man is parked on a rural road. She walks to the driver's side, flashlight in hand. You can see her reflection in the glass.
Roll it down. Roll down the window. Roll down the window.
The man delays, then rolls the window down. But without warning, his right hand swings over with a .22 caliber revolver.
That's him firing at her pretty much point blank. You should see the video. It's unbelievable. Beautiful young woman, like the one killed last month in California. New to the job. New to the job.
It's graphic, it's brutal, it's sudden.
Authorities shared the video and identified the gunman, Javier Hernandez Morales, 43, who had several aliases and a criminal history of arrests in Napa County.
Possession of a concealed loaded firearm, assault on a peace officer, driving under the influence, things of that nature.
There's no indication the young deputy knew any of that as she approached Morales, who, along with the handgun, had a loaded rifle, too.
It's pretty obvious to us that he intended to kill her.
This is an utter failure of Washington. It's an utter failure of Paul Ryan, the Republican leadership, to act when they could to end sanctuary cities. They wouldn't touch it. There are plenty of bills to do it. They block them at the committee level. Leaving Sheriff's Deputy, Napa County, Riley Jarecki, on the receiving end of those shots you just heard. This enrages me. But it wasn't her day to die. It is amazing she's still alive, given how close he was to her when he fired. This is the sound of what she did to him next.
It's graphic, it's brutal, it's sudden.
Here we go.
Shots fired, shots fired.
He's dead. Thank God. Young sheriff's deputy doing what Washington didn't have the guts to do.
The sometime farm worker had been deported twice. He has family in the area. The Honda he drove wasn't his, and his motive a mystery, just like how it was Jarecki escaped injury, even her body armor unhit.
Some people call it luck, but she didn't give up.
Didn't give up. She should have never had to fight. She should have never had to fight. They did this to her. Congress did this to her. Thank God. It's amazing. By the way, watch the video. You're watching like, how did she not get hit? It's insane. It's insane. So clip of the morning.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Shouldn't take that, folks. She should have never had to do that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, victim privilege is perfect. This phrase should be the new language to use. Yeah, I know. I like it too. It's perfect. Texter writes, the illegal invaders get their marching orders from the communist Democrats. Of course they do. They know what to do. They always know what to do. All right, coming up on the show, a little bit about after 9 o'clock. It's the story that it should have been the second biggest story of this week, which is, of course, why it never ran almost anywhere. It's a big deal. Media doesn't want you to know it, so you know it's good. I'll tell you what it is. Coming up at about 9:06, just in a few minutes there. Also coming up on the show, do you see this? And I only want to update you so that you can stay politically correct and keep your job. You know, because half the country's depending on you to pay taxes for the other half. Listen to this. A man's penis becomes a female penis once a man declares himself to be transgender. Yes, this is a new liberal operating rule laid out by transgender individual India Moore. One of the stars of a transgender-themed TV show on the FX network. So, apparently, I just want to let you know. Headline, transgender actor asserts the existence of a biologically female penis. Okay, wait a minute. You're saying, wait. What is a female penis? Okay, a female penis is when a man identifies as one but still has a penis. It is not, so usually if you called it a penis, that is not right. It was a week ago, but it is not now. Changing times. No, it's a female penis. It's not a penis. It's a female penis. Oh, by the way, same thing for male vaginas. Just so you know. Just noting that so you don't mess up on social media and end up losing your job. To the text line we go. Talking about this. Transgender. There's a transgender actor asserting that when a... Okay, let me think. When a man identifies as a woman but still has a penis, it is now officially, just so you know, wrong to say that is a penis. It is a female penis. That is now the correct term. If this does not make sense to you, I would refer you to local Democrat Party headquarters. They're smarter than all of us and they can explain. Just please give them a call. They'll explain. Texter writes, oh, I love this. Tara, I told a coworker about this yesterday. She said we should refer to them as sheenuses. Sheenuses. Oh, my. Okay. All right. Oh, that no. That's not a penis. That's a sheenus. Does it work the same way? Texter writes, female penis, ? I bet Bruce Jenner wishes he'd known about this before his surgery. Now, the texter writes, we also decided that the mangina was ahead of its time. Now, that's a real thing now, apparently. Texter writes, people on the left tell us there are male penises and female vaginas, and then they claim people on the right are science deniers. Yeah, I know. It's great. Texter writes, here for all the leftist wacko agnostics who claim to believe in science. Last time I checked, biology is a science. Well, for now. And what constitutes male-female parts is pretty much settled in that field of science. Not anymore! No, it changes daily. Oh, along with reality. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Texter writes, butthurt penis heads. No, I believe that's butthurt sheenus heads. Get it straight. Texter writes, here, if our criminal laws don't apply to illegals in sanctuary cities, none of our laws should, including birthright citizenship. Deport them all and their kids. Yeah, amen to that. I tell you what, by the way, golly, I can't get it all in today. Did you see what Vermont just did? Folks, if you thought the abortion bills in New York were radical, oh no, 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 no. That was nothing compared to this. The Vermont House just passed a staggering bill that would allow, get this, abortion at any stage of pregnancy for any reason whatsoever. Now, the Virginia bill that failed and the New York bill that passed, those two bills at least had the fig leaf of say, well, you can have abortion, you know, basically right up until the delivery for the health of the mom. Now, we all know health of the mom includes emotional health, economic health, familial health. In other words, boyfriend's mad at me for having the baby. I think I'm going to kill it. Not just life of the mother. That's one of them. So, I mean, basically, you could still have an abortion for any reason. But they at least use the fig leaf of health of the mother. Not this. The Vermont House just voted to allow abortion at any stage of pregnancy for any reason whatsoever, right up until the child is fully removed from your body. Quote, every individual who becomes pregnant has the fundamental right to choose to carry a pregnancy to term, give birth to a child, or have an abortion, the bill reads. It passed 106-36. Critics say the legislation is more expansive of abortion rights than extremist bills passed in New York and Virginia. The bill would strip unborn children of any rights or recognition of their personhood by the state. So again, this is another one of these bills. Literally, you're in the car, you're in labor, you're driving, and you're like, huh, do I turn right for the hospital or left for the abortion clinic? As long as you can keep the thing in the birth canal, you can kill it. Now, listen to how crazy this is. Rights of the children. And they, I mean, at that point, you're a child. This is an infant. Rights of the children were not only stripped, so were rights of the parents of minors who become pregnant. An amendment that would at least require minors to have parental consent before the infanticide. Voted down. Good gosh. They know better than you as a parent what to do with your pregnant daughter. They're liberals and thus smarter. And so you have no say. What an outrage. Republicans introduced several amendments to the bill, including one that would require a woman to receive an ultrasound before aborting their baby, but objections were voted down by Democrats. Heck, you don't need an ultrasound. Just take a photo as it comes down the birth canal and you kill it. You don't even need the ultrasound at that point. Good God, it's practically out. I don't mean to get technical. I'm upset. This says it all. And Alexandra DeSantis of National Review excoriated Democrats who supported the law, saying, quote, "It makes a frightening statement about the Democrat Party's increasingly extreme view of abortion rights." Abortion rights? Now, this is infanticide at this point. The bill goes to the Vermont Senate next, where Democrats hold a supermajority. Vermont Governor Phil Scott has already indicated he will sign the bill if it passes. This is infanticide, folks. You know what's going to be really interesting? Is that they got to keep it in the birth canal. No, I mean, seriously, if you're going to kill a baby, they got to do it. So, I mean, you're literally going to hear about them committing infanticide by stopping birth. This is coming. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.